السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our nasiha and advice today is the importance and virtues of knowledge. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire Quran Sharif commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam only of one thing, that he must ask for more and more. Qul, say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rabbi zidni ilma, O my beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Knowledge means that knowledge which brings us nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, nearer to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nearer to the Deen of Islam and the Sharia, the Divine Code and Law of Islam. When one studies the Quran Sharif, one will find the Quran is replete with such verses regarding knowledge. Qul, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, that those people who have knowledge and those who don't have knowledge, are they equal? Obviously they are not equal, is a rhetorical question. But the question here is, what is the purpose and the aim and objective of this knowledge? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْأُلَمَاء, that the true ulama are those who have the quality of khashya, the fear of Allah, based on the love of Allah, based on the respect of Allah. So whether they are in private or in public, they are not sanctimonious. We don't have a double identity. Majority of us have a double identity. When we alone, then we somebody else. When we are in public, we put on a show of piety and so forth. So that is not the aim. So the aim is to imbibe and acquire this knowledge and the quality of fear, that fear that is developed, not the fear we have for a lion, tiger or an animal or something. Nay, this fear is developed because of the love of Allah, the respect of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then what type of knowledge must we acquire? Almighty Allah states, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ طَائِفًا, that from every big group there should be a small group, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, and they must have the divine, must have the profound, deep understanding of this deen, not just scratching the surface. So those ulama, those sheikhs, those imams must have a great deep insight in knowledge. فِي الدِّينِ وَلِيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَوْا إِلَيْهِمْ, and then they warn their people when they return to them, warning them with love and compassion. And then those people, Allah yahdharun, so that they will beware and they will change their lives for the better. So therefore, tafaqquh fi deen, tafaqquh means deen, to imbibe and acquire the profound knowledge, how a person who dives into the ocean and sea, he goes deep down in the ocean. So we have to go deep down in this ocean of knowledge, whether it is the tafsir and exegesis and commentary of the noble Quran, whether it is the ahadith mubarakah, the sayings, the actions of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it is that of the fiqh and jurisprudence of the four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, and whether it is the tazkiyah, and that is to purify our souls, call it tazkiyah, call it tasawwuf, call it whatever you want, that is to cleanse and purge ourselves from the pride and jealousy and hatred and malice and greed, and our hearts are so saturated with the love of this world. So all these are different dimensions of the sciences, Islamic sciences, and we must see that in our action and in our thought and so forth. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ahadith, In Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned on the authority of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, May yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi deen. Whosoever Almighty Allah jalla wa ala gives the deep understanding of knowledge, then he will be, Allah ta'ala has decreed for him goodness on this earth when Allah blesses him with the deep, profound understanding of deen and Islam. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. See Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, when he left, he was born in the year 150 in Gaza, Palestine. In 199 he left Baghdad and everywhere, and then he went into Egypt, and he spent his last 4 or 5 years there in Egypt, and then he passed away in the year 204. In the year 204 after Hijrah he passed away. So when he celebrated, and most famous student was asked, Al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, describe al-Shafi'i rahimahullah to us. He said, al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya, how the sun, it illuminates the world with its brightness and greatness and glitter. So similarly, that Imam Shafi'i came, he glittered, he shined the world, and it was glittering and shining. So we need to eradicate the darkness from our lives, from the wife, from our wives, our families, our children, and our students, and spread the nur and the effulgence and radiance of Islam. So that is what the purpose of knowledge is. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur and effulgence and radiance of Deenul Islam. And for this, our teachers, our tutors, our ustads, we must show utmost respect. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's teacher, was Imam Hamad. And in the book called Tarikhul A'zamiyah, where Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Hamad, and all of them were, it's mentioned that Imam Abu Hanifa, as they say, between him and his ustad, there were 7 streets, but he did not even stretch his feet in that direction because of the respect for his teacher. So imagine, we need to learn all this etiquette as well. So anyway, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, May yuridillahu bi khayran yufaqihu fi deen. When Allah gives us the faqih and the deep insight and understanding of deen, that is a sign that Allah wants and decrees goodness for us. And similarly, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, faqihun wahidun ashaddu ala shaitan min alfi abidin, that if you are a faqih, that you are a mufti, you are a alim, and you have deep understanding, then it is greater and more difficult for shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. Those worshippers who know the basics and the rudiments, but they don't understand the profound sciences, they don't understand the deen of Islam deeply, they're just scratching the surface. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Balighu anni walo aya. The onus and responsibilities on the imams, the sheikhs, the ulama, the muftis, the maulanas, and every Muslim male and female, that we must propagate this deen. It's not necessary you must be a alim or a sheikh or a scholar. You know something and it's authentic, you're sure about it, so you propagate it. Balighu anni walo aya, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Whether it is one verse, one line, one masla, one verdict. So remember, so in that way, the entire ummah needs to be active in propagating the deen of Islam to Muslim and non-Muslim. And that is where we are failing nowadays. Similarly, regarding this knowledge, remember, once we become the teacher, then the fish in the sea, in the water, in the rivers, they all are making dua for us. And whether it is the ants, whether it is other creation of Almighty Allah, they are making dua for us. Because you must remember that they, you, me and you, for the parents, biological parents, save the child from the fire. But the ustad, the sheikh, the teacher is saving that person from that fire of hell and jahannam. So therefore, the creation makes dua for that person. May Almighty Allah make us of those that Allah gives us such knowledge, ilm an-nafi', is beneficial to ourselves, beneficial to the families, beneficial to the ummah. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.